Welcome to Piano Jazz. We're here in front of a live audience at the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Today, my guest is the captivating young singer and pianist Nora Jones. You all know that Nora swept onto the scene in 2002 with her Grammy-winning album, Come Away With Me. And since then, she's been touring and impressing music lovers everywhere with her cool, tender voice. I'm a great fan of Nora's, and I know all of you are too. So let's give a nice warm welcome to the wonderful Miss Nora Jones.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing here?
You invited me.
That's right, I did. Well, you look great.
We matched in our black shirts.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that we have to think about is what shall we wear?
She called me and she asked, what are you going to wear? Yeah. We need to match.
Now, the first tune is one I wouldn't have thought you would know. It's such an old tune. Mean to Me. Where did you learn that tune?
I started singing it when I was playing in bars and restaurants. I think somebody asked me if I learned it, if I could learn it, or if I knew it, and I looked it up and I found it somewhere.
You know, if you played in bars and restaurants, you could learn all kinds of tunes. That's how I learned a lot of tunes.
Yeah, me too.
That and the BBC. Well, let's see. I see no reason why we shouldn't do that tune. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why, but I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly. Whenever somebody's near, dear, it must be.
How do you, pick songs for a show? How do you know what you're going to do?
Well, nowadays, I mean, we do a lot of songs from the CD, but the CD's been out for about a year and a half, so we also do a lot of new songs that we've written, and we like to do a lot of covers. We do, like, country covers. Sometimes I do a standard. But we just try to pick songs that fit in.
So the next song, it would be a cover.
And a standard.
And a standard, wouldn't it? I could remember Nat Cole doing this tune, Walkin' My Baby.
I think that's where I heard it first, yeah.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want it?
I've got to get the key right. It's in key of G, right?
It's in G, yes.
Okay. Here it goes.
Okay.
By Duke Ellington. You must have studied Duke a little bit to dig up this tune, which, mm-hmm. How did you find this tune, Mel?
Well, I mean, everybody loves Duke Ellington, right? I love Duke Ellington, and there's a CD called Piano Reflections, and...
Was it solo Duke?
This song was solo. The whole CD isn't solo.
Oh.
But it's a beautiful CD. And I heard this song on there. And it was solo. And it really moved me. I thought it was beautiful. I got kind of obsessed with it one afternoon. And I learned it. And I really wanted to sing it, but it had no lyrics. So I was sort of inspired to write some lyrics because I really wanted to sing it. It's kind of sacrilegious, I know, to write lyrics to a Duke Ellington song, but I really love the song, so I thought I would, and hopefully it's okay. I hope he doesn't mind.
I'm dying to hear it. This song needs a lyric.
It's just a beautiful song, and I really I wanted to sing it so bad.
Go ahead.
All right. The song is called Melancholia.
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud. I don't think of your smile.
Nora joined me to record her first piano jazz session in 2002. Little did she know, less than a year later, that her debut album, Come Away With Me, would go on to win 8 Grammys. I don't know, I'm thinking to myself, what a sort of fairy tale thing that happened to you. You came right out with this hit record. It's just so, to me, it is sort of like a fairy tale.
Yeah,
thing.
It is. It's weird. I didn't think, I was excited to make a record, and I knew it would be my first record, and it wouldn't be perfect, and that hopefully some people would hear it, but, you know, wouldn't be a big deal, and then I could go on to the next record. And had I known so many people were going to hear it, I probably wouldn't have let it go, wouldn't have let it be released. It's just so weird to have your first thing out there, you know, for me anyway.
Well, and then to get involved with so many dates, I mean, that must be a little hard.
Oh, the
touring. All that traveling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good, though. My whole band and my sound people, we're all really close friends. And
well, that's nice.
It's actually really nice, yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it. If you don't have a good touring family, I think it would be hard, but
I
do.
You have guitar and bass?
Guitar, bass, and drums.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's just perfect, and you can do anything you want.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, you chose the tunes for the record.
Yeah. They're mostly original songs, not all by me, but I had a good friend named Jesse Harris who wrote about 4 or 5 songs for the record, and my bass player wrote 4, and I wrote a few. I wrote like 2 and a quarter.
Hank Williams
song.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thanks.
Well, the whole thing was nice. And you're from Dallas.
I'm from Texas.
And did you start playing piano, or did you take lessons, or? I mean, when you were a little kid, what did you...
Yeah.
Did somebody play records for you? Or?
I took lessons since I was 7, you know, regular kid piano lessons. I took until I was about 11 and 12. My mom, I said, I want to quit because I didn't want to practice, you know.
Oh.
And she was really good. She said, well, you can quit, but only after you take for 5 years, because then if you ever want to go back to it, you can easier.
Well, that was sort of sensible.
I think that's a pretty smart thing.
Yeah.
So I quit after 5 years. And then I started, like, getting into jazz. I started listening to Bill Evans, and I started taking jazz piano lessons.
With somebody in Texas?
Yeah, a woman named Julie Bonk.
Ah.
Yeah, she's great.
And what sort of things did she show you? I've always wondered about taking jazz lessons.
Well, she showed me how to play blues. That was, like, the first thing, you know, blues form. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. So she showed me all that, and she had me writing, actually, some. She'd have me, like, write a song for the next week and stuff like that.
But talking about the blues, and you say teacher showed you the blues, you certainly know the blues now. In fact, we could do one, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could do.
This what, is,
Oh, this song, I got it off a Nina Simone record. In the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And you'll sing and play.
Sure.
And I'll be like a bass player.
Okay.
Terrific.
In the dark, it's just you and I. Not a sound, there's not one sigh, just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark, I get such a thrill. When he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please.
How do you
still
pick tunes like that from the standard repertoire? How do you go through books or just listening to records? And
well, it depends on the. It just happens different ways, I guess. It depends. That one, I used to do that song all the time when I did jazz gigs. You know. When I did all standards, and we were just looking for, we were thinking maybe we should do a standard in our set now when we're doing more original stuff.
Well, when did you do all jazz gigs? I mean, where, around
Dallas? I started in high school. I started doing it when I was 16. I started playing around Dallas, and then I went to North Texas University for 2 years.
I was going to ask you about if you'd ever been there, because Neil Slater, was he there?
Yeah.
And
Dan Hurley.
Did you ever take any lessons with him?
Yeah, I did. I took lessons with Dan a lot, actually. He's awesome. It was fun. I went for 2 years. I dropped out to move to New York, so I didn't finish, but it was really fun being there for 2 years. And I did jazz gigs in Dallas and Fort Worth through college. And then when I moved to New York, I did jazz gigs for about a year and a half before I started getting into this other thing, writing songs and doing songs that my friends had written.
Did you actually move to New York?
Yeah, I moved to New York. I was supposed to just come to New York for the summer, but I ended up staying. So,
well, it has a kind of a atmosphere you can't resist, I would think.
That's kind of how it was for me, yeah. I moved here knowing I would move here someday, just trying to get a taste before I went back to school, but I just stayed. My mom wasn't very happy, but
I imagine.
But it was okay. It worked out. And
well, and see all the great things that have happened. Well, I'd like to play one for you. Just maybe this is a tune that you've sung, For All We Know. Is that a tune?
Yeah, that's one of the, that's probably, I think that's the first song I actually sung in front of a band at a band camp when I was about 15 or 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was the last week of camp, so the teacher was like, now, don't cry when you sing this, because the lyrics, you know, for all we know, we may never meet again.
Yeah,
so I was really sad when I sang it, because I was going to not see my friends from camp anymore.
Where was the camp?
It was Interlochen Arts Camp.
Oh, at Interlochen.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a great one there. I've played there a few times.
It's great.
And, well, you're setting me up for the song.
I love this song. I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Talking about your tunes and your record, I guess the one that is really played the most is Don't Know Why.
Yeah.
It's such a nice melody. Now, is that one of yours? Or?
No, that's my friend Jesse Harris wrote it.
You know, I would love it if you could do that. And I could play it for you, but not in the same way.
That's cool.
Would it be all right?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay, let's do it. Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.